KZST Newsroom. At least one person in the North Bay joined about 15 others statewide that did not get the message to stay away from the coast yesterday, as they needed to be rescued after getting hit with big waves. Locally, waves up to 33 feet knocked someone into the water at Salt Point Beach near Timber Cove. Waves flooded seaside businesses in Ventura County and sent 8 people to the hospital there. Flooding was reported in Santa Cruz and in Marin County, where residents were ordered to evacuate Stinson Beach. The Santa Rosa Junior College Fire Academy is getting a brand new training tower for its Windsor facility, thanks to a grant secured by State Senator Mike McGuire. $1.5 million will go towards the tower for a program that is ranked as one of the top 5 fire academies in the state. The tower should be complete in the fall of 2025. Santa Rosa Police announced this morning their year-end totals for confiscated drugs, money, and guns for 2023, and the numbers are impressive. Among the items seized are $167,000 in cash, 38 guns, 1,200 pounds of marijuana, 56 pounds of methamphetamine, 10 pounds of cocaine, 2,300 fentanyl pills, and 12 pounds of psychedelic mushrooms. All that by 4 detectives and a sergeant. California's homeless population grew 6% this year to more than 181,000 people, by far the largest of any state, accounting for nearly 3 in 10 unhoused people nationwide. The U.S. homeless population increased by 12% between 2022 and 2023 to more than 650,000 people, the highest total since the Department of Housing and Urban Development began collecting the data in 2007. Maine's Democratic Secretary of State is removing former President Donald Trump from that state's primary ballot, using the same insurrection clause of the 14th Amendment that was used in Colorado. The Trump campaign says it will appeal the decision to the Maine's Superior Court. However, the U.S. Supreme Court will likely rule on whether the provision applies to Trump and whether he is still eligible to return to the White House. Hawaii's governor and mayor are welcoming tourists back to the west side of Maui months after August wildfires killed at least 100 people and destroyed more than 2,000 buildings. But some residents are not ready for visitors to return.
It's not good for our mental health when we see families frolicking around, having a wonderful time, and the whole community is suffering.
They're struggling with the return of an industry requiring workers to be attentive and hospitable, even though they're trying to care for themselves after losing their loved ones, friends, homes, and community. It's been a meager year for snowfall in the Sierra so far, but that is not stopping Caltrans from taking the proactive step of closing Highway 89 from the junction of Highway 395 in Mono County to the junction of Highway 4 in Alpine County, better known as Monitor Pass. There is currently no scheduled reopening. They're expecting several inches of snow through Saturday. Our KZST News Time is now 5:33.
Give yourself the best gift ever during the season of giving at Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa. We saved the best for last, so you can drive confidently knowing you got the best deals of the year. But you got to get here right now and take advantage of our rates as low as 0.9% APR financing for 48 months on the new Kia EV6 and Niro EV. Or with just $49.99 due, drive the EV6 for just $379 a month. Want us to turn it up more? Reservations are open for the all-new electric SUV Kia EV9. Lock in your reservation now at no dealer markup. And to my thrill seekers, Jim Bone Kia Santa Rosa has the all-new Kia Forte for $209 a month, only $27.99 due. Give yourself the gift of savings, of peace of mind, and of fun on the road. Now is the time to do it. Make yourself and your family happy with every drive. The year's best offers end January 2nd. Visit Jim Bone Kia of Santa Rosa today. We're one block north of Costco on Santa Rosa Avenue.
0.9% APR for 48 months is $21.22 per $1,000 finance. With approved credit through Kia Finance America. 36, 24-month leases, 10,000 miles, zero security deposit, plus taxes and fees. Visit JimBoneKia.com for details. Ends 1/2/24.
The weekend's almost here. Oh, and you know there's something you've been wanting to do. Taking a little test drive. So come on, get in your car and drive straight to Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries for a furniture test drive. Find a whole showroom of great deals during their weekend of savings. Take a spin on the recliners. Let a love seat hug your curves. Or look for something with a little more pep. A sofa in a fabulous new color. And revel in the fact that you're getting great deals. During their weekend of savings, you'll save on entertainment centers, sofas, chairs, tables, all you need to rev up any room. But only this weekend, and only at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. So, come take a furniture test drive. Don't you just love the smell of new leather?
Celebrate the new year in style and save on Lazy Boy Furniture. Up to an extra 20% off in 3 years free financing. Save on a huge in-stock inventory and year-end closeouts, plus an extra 20% off in 0% financing for 3 years. Going on now at Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries in Santa Rosa.
Discover Cashback Debit is a checking account that rewards everyone with cashback on everyday purchases with no fees. Check out eligibility and terms at discover.com. In sports, the Miami Heat beat the Warriors last night 114-102. They'll play the Dallas Mavericks at home on Saturday. The Cleveland Browns beat the New York Jets on Thursday Night Football 37-20. And the 49ers take on the Washington Commanders Sunday at 10 a.m. Your forecast: high surf continues today along with a wind advisory until 7 p.m. tonight. Otherwise, our next storm moves in today. Rain heavy at times with highs around 60. Tonight, rain with a chance of thunder showers. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, showers with a chance for thunder showers, a high near 60. We continue with a slight chance of showers on Sunday. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. The U.S. military's X-37B space plane blasted off Thursday on another secret mission that's expected to last at least a couple of years. Like previous missions, the reusable plane, resembling a mini space shuttle, carried classified experiments. There's no one on board. The space plane took off aboard the SpaceX Falcon Heavy rocket from NASA's Kennedy Space Center at night. It marked the seventh flight of an X-37B, which has logged more than 10 years in orbit since its debut in 2010. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
I'm already a morning person, but make me laugh and I'm good to go.
KZST.
Come on.
Welcome to your Friday, finally Friday here at KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. It is 5:43, 57 degrees in Santa Rosa, wet and windy today, and huge, huge old waves out at the coast as we head into our long New Year's holiday weekend. Hard to believe, 2024, here we come.
Summer. KZSD.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Cause I had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
KZST, I'm Debbie Abrams. Good Friday morning. It is December 29th. And if you're counting, we have 2 days until New Year's Eve as we say bye-bye to 2023. Seriously, how is that possible?
This time's been I want something more, someone more like me. This time's when this dress rehearsal seems incomplete. The
KZST.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Sleep tonight.